3662, Shem D. Oliphant, north of Route 26, a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a manure shed.
Name and address, sir.
My name is Shane Oliphant, 32550 Hickory Hill Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the board.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Shane Oliphant, and I'm applying for a 25-foot variance from the nearest property line for a manure, poultry manure shed. The existing variance is 50 feet from the property line. The 25-foot variance, or the 25 feet that I'm applying for, is I'm trying to set up the manure shed adjacent, directly adjacent to an existing manure shed, which is there, which was built approximately 15 years ago. Then the variance was 25 feet from the nearest property line. The only thing I'm doing is just adding this adjacent, make it more aesthetically pleasing, and in reference to poultry operations, it'll be very more convenient. The nearest property on the other side is nothing but field. It has been for my entire life. I've been told by the nearest property owners that at least for more than 50 years, it's nothing but field. The nearest residence directly west is approximately 1,000 yards. The nearest residence to the east, correction, to the north and the south, is at least 1,000 yards. And my mother's residence and my residence and a couple other residents are to the east, and I'd be willing to say they're at least anywhere from 300 to 1,000 yards. In answer to the questions, do you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregularity, narrowness, shallowness, or lot size, shape of exceptional topographical or other physical condition peculiar to the property? Yes, the physical condition is the fact that there is an existing manure shed which takes up part of the property there. Also on that, there is two current 67-by-560 poultry houses under construction. The reason why I'm asking for the variance is in reference to, I apologize for no media. I provided a detailed sketch, even though it wasn't to scale, to the lady that I turned. There we go. You have it. That explains it pretty much. And that would be the most convenient for, like I said, poultry operations. If I were not granted, it would be an unreasonable, in my opinion, expense to haul the manure away immediately following. Can the property be developed in strict confirmation of the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, it can't. I need that 25 feet just simply because if I were to have, if I don't get that 25 feet between the 67-by-560 poultry house and that, I would not have enough room for poultry live haul operations, which is, I would have less than 30 feet. And Mount Air, the company that I grow for, they like 70. Well, they're not going to get 70, obviously. But this way, it gives me approximately 60, which is more than enough for them, between 50 and 60. Sorry, I don't have the exact to scale numbers. So, no, it can't be developed in a strict conformity. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. I do believe if it were put anywhere else, it would be an inconvenience. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? Well, I don't know how to quite answer that. I am building the new houses, which if I weren't building the new houses, I would be able to put it there. So I'll leave that to your ladies and gentlemen's discretion. The effects on the surrounding, will a variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Absolutely not. It's a farm community, a farm neighborhood. Within sight of this, there's no less than six other manure sheds, including Mr. Hudson's family farm, board member Hudson's family farm. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the property, adjacent property? No. As I stated, it's been farmland for 50-plus years. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? Not to my knowledge. Will the variance represent and last represent the least modification possible of regulation of use? Yes, I'm only asking for a 25-foot variance to put it with the existing manure shed adjacent to it. I could use more, but I'm not asking for more. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it is. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at use? Again, like I said, I could use more, but I'm only asking for 25-foot, so that it'll be adjacent and aesthetically pleasing and convenient for operations. Any questions?
Okay. I'll call for questions. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, your old manure shed. Did you have a chicken house there before?
Yeah, there was two old chicken houses. They were both, well, one was conventional, one was a moderate upgrade, but it was, one was more than 30 years old, one was more than 40 years old. They were torn down, and now two more are getting built.
So you need that room for that capacity of these two chicken houses?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Okay.
The existing manure shed there, which is 40 by 80 feet, is not enough.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
Just for the record, Mr. Oliphant, if you'll tell the board why you need a manure shed, as far as government regulations and nutrient management plans?
Yes. According to nutrient management plan under federal regulations, manure has to be housed so many days out of the year. And this would afford, since I already had two existing and I'm building two more poultry houses there, this would afford me to be within federal regulations, and it would house the manure that's coming out of those houses on a year-round basis.
Yeah. Wouldn't that suggest that it's not created by you, but rather the government?
You could say that.
Okay. I did. Your property line, does that run down the center of the ditch?
Yes, that's the center of the ditch, yes. That's what I was told for legal purposes.
No other questions?
No further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Yes. Sir, you can sit down. Just if you will, got a lady who's got is in opposition.
Name and address, please.
Sandy Spence, 18471 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I deeply respect the economic importance of the poultry industry in the county, and I appreciate that a great deal, and I have no objection to the substance of this proposal. I think it's important, and it's good for the economy. What I have a problem with is, for the second week in a row, the description that went out to the public in the form of the agenda simply said north of Route 26. I believe that Route 26 is several miles long, so the public notice did not adequately notify the public about the location of the project, which has nothing to do with the applicant. It has to do with the way that the agenda is put together, and that's my objection. And it's a repeat of what I objected to last week, so I think it needs to be corrected. Aside from that, no opposition to the project itself. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let the record state that the opposition was due to the application and the location that was posted on that, and not with the what we're here to hear on this evening. I'll send that back to the office. Okay, chair, hearing no opposition, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 10,662, I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance, so I move we approve case number 10,662.
Second. Excuse me. I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,662.
Thank you very much.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. And Madam Secretary, you will
Yes.
Thank you.